This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday.
It's May.
Mm-hmm. And it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Here's a story
of the
Odyssey app in action. My boy Jason Sisko is out mountain biking down south right now and listening to us as he rides.
Oh,
he just
what's up, Jason?
Me.
Hey, Jason.
That's
Odyssey.
What you can do Odyssey. With the Odyssey app. You take your favorite radio show with you wherever you go. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jason. He's
out there riding his riding his mountain bike. Download the Odyssey app to stream our show live and get the Secret Show podcast starting this Friday.
What?
Yeah.
The excitement's for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had people hitting me up. Yeah. Is it real? Is it coming back?
Is it really coming back?
Are you guys...
Yeah, it really is.
It's happening.
Starting this Friday.
I think I like it.
San Mateo, Sonoma, and Monterey counties here in the Bay Area could be joining San Francisco in the least restrictive stage of California's COVID reopening plan this week.
Ooh.
So they go yellow this week, which means people can go to bars. There's all kinds of improvements on daily life once you enter the yellow tier. So the news is good for, again, Sonoma, San Mateo, and Monterey counties. So,
and while you're out and about, stop in and get the vaccine. Why don't you?
You know, I was just reading an article, and I didn't have time to get through it to the point where I could share it, and yet I'm going to do that anyway.
I'm so dumb.
Anyway, the point is, once you've been vaccinated, you can relax. Like the article was like, you can relax. You're covered.
Yeah, I can't believe how much better I feel about everything now that I'm fully, you know, out a couple weeks from the vaccination. I'm fully protected, or as protected as I can be. I'm excited. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it does feel pretty good. I like it. How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Fast facts. Wonder how Starbucks built an empire?
One coffee cup at a time.
If you pay $3 for a coffee, that's a 2,900% price markup on what it would cost you to make that at home, which amounts to about 10 cents a cup at home versus that $3 coffee you buy.
Sure.
You know what, though? I'll tell you something. We make it at home, and the missus still wants to go out and get that cup of coffee when she's on the road. She
Somebody
loves
else
it.
Made it for you. Somebody else cleans up after you.
She loves the drive through too. She likes the, I want to just
I don't even want to get out of my car.
I'm going to get a latte. What? All right.
It is convenient.
The moon isn't shaped like a sphere. It's shaped more like a lemon.
Really?
Oh.
Really?
Why does it look so round sometimes, then? I don't get it.
That's a good point.
Why doesn't it look like a lemon?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm sure, you know, ask your boyfriend Elon Musk.
Yeah, maybe the points are, maybe one of the ends of the lemon is facing toward us, and the other one's facing away, and we, oh boy, look at that. That's BS. Come on, man.
What are you talking about? It's BS. That's a fact.
That's called BS on your fast fact.
Yeah, what are you doing?
BS on it. I don't believe that.
The McDonald's character Grimace was originally evil. In 1971, he was called Evil Grimace, and his goal was to steal milkshakes. But by 72, they turned him into a purple monster who's a good guy and not that smart.
Sure. No, he was like the lovable big dopey one. Right. But yeah, he was the Barney of that. Hamburglar, though, you know, he was a bad guy.
Yeah. Yes.
They kept him bad. He'll burgle your hamburger.
This is one that I question whether I should even do it because it's one of those, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a cold splash of water or maybe it's a positive thing, a half glass full. Based on the average life expectancy in the United States, if you're 18 years old, you have about 3,160 weekends left in your life.
Oh.
If you're 40, you only have about 2,000 weekends left.
How many do I have left?
Oh, God.
55 be the double nickel this year.
I fear a lot less than 2,000.
You're not going to do the math for me on that?
No, I can't do that. Please. Hmm. It's National Eat What You Want Day.
This seems like a great day. What am I going to be?
I feel like in America, every day is Eat What You Want Day. I don't
honestly,
even know what they're
I don't
talking
need,
about.
Right, I don't really need a special day to chow down, friends.
The results are here from a new survey for the holiday that found the top foods we'd eat every single day if we knew we didn't have to worry about the consequences of eating them, and pizza tops the list.
Oh, yeah, pizza and ice cream. I mean, right?
Ice cream's at number 4. Pasta came in 2nd. Burgers 3rd. Ice cream, burgers, tacos, and burritos. Chocolate, fries, donuts, cake.
We did all the good, junk food. Yeah. That's it is kind of too bad. I've always thought if there was just a little hatch, just a little flap. I want to chew and swallow, but not be full afterward. I can just keep
you want
on
it to
eating.
Fall out your throat?
Yeah, just like a little hatch.
Come out of your neck.
Not even get down to my stomach. Just, you know, have it come out. Yeah. I mean, I'll cover it with a napkin. Don't worry. You won't see it.
Like, you want to experience the pleasure of it.
I want to chew, chew, taste, swallow, and not
gain a pound.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Mm. I feel that.
It makes sense.
Feel like, John, come home with my case of ice cream that I'm not going to eat later. I'm just going to taste and swallow. It's the chewing and swallowing that's so satisfying.
Yeah, I swallowing, don't feel comfortable satisfying. Making a bulimia joke right now, but it does sound like that's what you're suffering
well,
from.
Well, it's that without having to throw up.
Right. Okay.
Yep, that's where I'm at, everyone. Good morning. Just want to chew and
healthy,
swallow.
Huh?
Yeah, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, when you put it that way, it sounds worse.
Tigers.
Yes.
They're not pets.
No, Vincent. We have, right, no. Good, well said. Next thing.
On Sunday night, a tiger was loose in a neighborhood in Houston. Mm. An actual tiger walking around on the street.
Got out of a zoo, or did
they
someone
say
have
there's
them?
Even a video of an off-duty cop who lives in the area pointing a gun at the tiger and telling its owner to get it back inside.
Someone, it's just a private pet. That's back
so
to
who's
your
the
original
owner?
Statement.
It's a 28-year-old guy named Victor Cuevas.
Oh.
And he doesn't just have a tiger. He's also a murder suspect who's out on bond. Oh. He shot and killed a guy in 2017. He says it was in self-defense. He is facing murder charges for it. Anyway, when the off-duty cop called for backup, Victor grabbed his tiger in his white Jeep Cherokee and drove off.
Oh.
They've been on the run until Victor was caught yesterday, and he was hit with a felony charge for evading arrest. They can't find the tiger now.
Uh-oh.
So the tiger's just on the run.
I'm assuming he let the tiger loose somewhere, because what else would he do with it?
Maybe it pooped in the car and he was like, get out.
Oh,
you're
really?
Disgusting.
I think he was trying to save himself. But, you know, Victor's lawyer is already trying some crazy theories, saying people are making a lot of assumptions. Maybe he might be a hero out there who caught the tiger that was in the neighborhood.
Look at that. He is just, that tiger is his pet.
Yeah.
Like he runs right up to it and he's sort of walking it.
Dude,
oh,
that's a tiger in somebody's neighborhood. What the hell? Oh, my God. It is a full-on.
It's a full-on. It's stalking something.
It's a tiger.
I mean, the squirrels are in big trouble over there.
Victor also has two monkeys in his house.
Of
and those are
does.
Legal in Houston.
Wow.
But having a tiger isn't. nonetheless, that's pretty scary to look up and find out your neighbor's got a tiger.
Your neighbor has a tiger. You know, it takes, there's a lot, you know, I said it, the poop thing, but that is real. Like, you think a dog's got bad poop? If you have a cat, man, there's nothing that smells worse than that. And now you've got 8 pounds of that a day, or probably more, right? I don't know what you have to feed it. How much does tiger poop weigh? Can someone find that out? I really feel like I need to know. Plus, the marking of the territory and the peeing and the...
How much does tiger poop weigh is your question.
Yeah, I want to know what a full-grown tiger poop... Like, what are we talking about here? Am I talking about, you know, like a meatloaf size...
Oh God!
Thing of poop, or am I?
It doesn't say it. You know, they say that they weigh typically 220 to 660 pounds.
A full-grown tiger.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. I can't find the.
Well, let's say you have a 660-pound. We can't find the size. Let's just say big, and stanky.
Should I move on while they?
We
hunt
really,
that?
Honestly, you told the whole story, and tigers are not pets, Vinny.
Right? No, they're not pets.
Nope.
And we learned that from... Oh, you found it.
Oh, good.
Well, it says... the question is, how big is tiger poop? And it looks like domestic cat poop, just 100 times bigger. Is what one answer says
bigger.
On Google.
100 times bigger?
100 times bigger is what this answer says. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it must stink at those... You know, the Joe Exotic thing. You couldn't smell the zoo.
Oh, you could smell that zoo. Are you kidding? Just watching it and the whole nobody showers there. Oh, that whole thing, that whole show stunk from every angle.
You feel
there
like
wasn't,
you could smell it from home? Yeah.
Yuck.
Right.
Yuck.
I can only imagine that. But there were plenty of people walking around. You know, they're there. Their eyes aren't watering. They must get used to it, right? It just burns out their olfactory nerves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, like, but that show was pretty gross.
Cat.
Anyway, here's a dog story that's pretty great.
Okay.
From, you know, tigers on the loose that suddenly disappear to dogs.
Aww.
Back in 2009, a 15-year-old kid tried to get a dog park built in his town in New Jersey. I believe it's Oakland is where he's
Oakland,
from.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Wow.
His mom was a big fan of the idea, and sadly, she's no longer with us. But before she passed away, he told her, "I'm going to get this done." A son's 12-year quest to build a dog run in memory of his late mother ended last Saturday with the ribbon cutting for the Jill Schwertfeger Memorial Dog Park.
Schwertfeger.
Ryan Schwertfeger, 27, received praise from family, friends, and elected officials in the area for the community service project he started way back in middle school.
Wow.
His mother suggested the project when they failed to find a nearby exercise space for their newly adopted rescue dog, Scooby.
Oh, Scooby.
Right. So anyway.
Is Scooby still with us? Like,
I'm going to guess no. It doesn't say.
To mom and Scooby.
Oh, here it
is.
Yeah,
later.
Mom and Scooby all died. Mom and Scooby died before the project was finally completed.
Oh.
But 75 guests took turns celebrating the accomplishment. Despite the rain, the dogs ran in the run and had a great time.
Well, that's nice. Every community should have some kind of a dog run.
It's important. Of course, absolutely.
You know, it's a nice place to hang out and meet other dog owners, and mm-hmm. dogs need to be socialized. If your dog sucks, don't bring them.
Right.
But the good dogs, they can come play.
He spent 12 years raising $85,000 to pay for it. Wow. It's just a flat piece of ground with fencing. What?
It's 85K?
Yeah. All right.
Does that include the lot?
I don't know.
It must be, right?
And
stuff. They definitely have some wood chips there. There's a lot of ground to cover with wood chips. I don't
mm-hmm. All right.
Seems like wood chips are pretty much free, though. So.
Yeah, it seems a little much, but all right. I saw this story, and I thought of my friend Brian. So my buddy Brian, when we were hanging out, I don't know, last week or 2 weeks ago, he said, "You want to know what I did the other day?" And I go, "Absolutely." And he goes, "I rented out the roller rink. You can't believe how cheap it was." And I go, "What?" Gus, it was so cheap. I rented out the roller rink and took a bunch of the kids from my church group there. And I went, "What?" The one right by my house? He goes, yeah, that one. They rent
it out.
You guys
got a roller rink right there?
There's a roller rink right here.
Oh, like, why aren't you taking your daughters there all the time?
Because we've been trapped in the house.
Oh, that's right.
Because of COVID, you weirdo.
Pandemic, right. Why don't you rent it out, Vinny? You can't believe how cheap it is.
I just heard the story the other day, but here's another story about roller rinks. Apparently, right. People love the roller rink. I didn't know.
I love the roller rink.
I used to go for the girls, but I didn't. I'm not really a roller skating guy. I don't think it's that fun or cool.
It's both.
What?
Mm-hmm. All right. I still love going to the roller rink. Oh, so fun.
I'm with Bryn. That's a joke, right?
Nope.
I think it's a joke.
You used to go to roller rink when you were a kid? Nikki, got a roller rink near you?
No.
Oh, you never went to the roller rink?
Sorry.
No, I've never been inside one now that I think of it.
Oh.
It's one of the few like sanctioned boy-girl events in, you know, I don't know what grade you're in, sixth, seventh grade, where you go, and then there's this the slow song where you hold hands and skate. You remember
right.
that,
couples,
right?
Couples skate.
The disco ball comes on, yeah. The lights go low, and there's the rolling little star
my God,
view.
I used to love
that
it.
Was bowling for us.
Bowling?
Yeah. We don't have one near... Yeah, I don't... I'm trying to think. We don't have that near us. Yeah.
I can hear some bad Olivia Newton-John song now as I'm roller skating and holding hands with...
There's ice skating, but not roller
what?
Skating. Yeah.
Well, anyway. I'm sorry you missed out.
What about Bryn?
I think I've been once. There used to be one in San Mateo.
Oh.
I think it was Fashion Island exit. Oh. I've been once. But I did not grow up doing that either, yeah.
Yeah,
more,
couple,
more of a bowler.
There's a couple near where I grew up, but not the one that I grew up with. I'm trying to think of the name of it. God, do you ever see Xanadu? Didn't that make you want to go to the roller rink?
No.
God, it was a movie about roller skating. She used to wear leg warmers down over the rollers. It's so cute. Oh, my God.
Never even heard of that movie.
You never heard of Xanadu?
No.
Why would she have?
Rent because it's great.
I know there's a movie about rollerblading with Bow Wow, Little Bow Wow.
No, not that one.
I watched that movie.
I know you can find it. It's all ELO music sung by Olivia Newton-John. Olivia
Newton-John,
right after, it was like shortly after Grease. You got to watch it. So dumb, but so great. It's
so dumb.
It's great. I've seen it 50 times. I love Xanadu. Xanadu.
A woman in Pennsylvania has been posting videos of her 60-year-old dad roller skating at the local rink. He's a hit on TikTok. He doesn't do anything. He just skates in circles to music at his local rink. Sometimes his friends join in, but he's racked up over 10 million views.
Wow. Nice. Look at him. He's just rolling around.
He's just a roller skater guy. And apparently that's
good.
All
he
you need
to do. Oh, he does the
crossover.
Does the crossover foot. Yeah, that's nice. That's
what
a nice looking
say?
Rink.
The crossover.
You know, when you get to the edge and you cross one leg over the other. To
skills.
Make a turn. Mm. Mad skills, yeah.
That guy's a roller skater.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
It feels good. It's easy, and you get going, and you're just coasting along, and the wind's in your hair, and the music is playing, and the lasers are going. Oh, God, I love the roller rink.
No pads either. He's ballsy.
Yeah, no pads.
There were no pads at that time, anyway.
No helmets,
especially
no pads.
Nowadays,
probably these days, right? They have to put you basically in one of those puppy suits.
A bubble suit, yeah.
Right, a bubble suit and a helmet.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. The Roller Palladium in Santa Cruz is awesome. I live in San Jose, but take my kids there and had my daughter's 8th birthday there because one of the... Oh, crap.
Is that what your friend is talking about? The Palladium?
You know what? I don't know the name of it because I've only driven by it. I know it's a roller rink, but I would never have thought to go there or even thought to take my kids there.
8th birthday party.
Oh, snap.
Oh, sorry. Florida Gators are in Gainesville, not Jacksonville. There's a big difference, Vin.
Okay, whatever. All same right. neck of the woods. Vinny, if you throw the roller skating party for your daughter's 8th birthday, please invite me.
You'd go.
I would.
You'd commute 2 hours down south to go roller skating.
Yep.
All right. I just might do it now.
Do it.
Oh, I mean, I'd love to see you, and if you'll do the drive, that's a way better way for me to get that done.
I'm a good roller skater.
That's good. That looks fun.
What is that a picture of? Are you just getting
this
us pictures
of
all
the... This is the Santa Cruz Roller Palladium here.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Wow, it's pretty legit.
Yeah, that's I don't see a lot of lights on the ceiling.
Do we have like a trainer thing? Like, you know, you have it for ice skating for like little kids where you push along.
Yeah, they put you on like a chair.
Right? Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, you just learn how... No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
No,
well,
it's
she's
really
never
easy.
Skated before, I've never so skated maybe she before. Might she might need that.
All right, you can hold on to me. Ever. I'll drag you along.
Okay,
we'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
That sounds fun. I can't wait, Vin.
Yeah, we're totally. Yeah, we're all going.
Oh, you're all going. All right.
Yeah. If you invite us, I mean, we're not going to show up unannounced.
If I rent out the Palladium, I think I'm going to need to fill the place, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
And we're vaccinated, so.
Ooh, let's get matching little dresses.
That'd be cute.
We'll wear them with leggings.
Oh, yeah.
You don't. You know what? The kids at my kids' birthday party, they'll be 7 and they'll be looking at the old people dressed the same and laughing
and
at you.
And they'll be like, oh my God, if only we had thought to get matching outfits.
I
want to
be her. I want to be her. That's what they're going to say.
Uh-huh. They'll be like, look at their mad moves. They're doing a caterpillar. Nicole's holding onto my waist and I'm like chugging along. Come on, Nikki. Push.
That's exactly
what's
gonna happen.
Podcast listener here woke up early to find out the new app works just as good as the radio.com app. It's just awesome.
Oh, great. Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Not only does it work just as good as the old one, but there's more coming for the Odyssey app.
So it's cooler. There's more coming from Odyssey.
Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Dave Chappelle. He dropped his podcast last night at midnight.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.